the title as I'm reading it.
Okay.
I've been cleaning out drawers what seems like forever, what with moving and downsizing, and I think I'm at the point of, no, I just can't get rid of one more thing. So I'll call it looking for something and finding something else. Which turns out to be this precious memory story. And here it is. Our firstborn daughter was maybe 18 months old. It's difficult to remember, and I wish I had written the date down. Leslie was a beautiful and sweet, shy little girl. She loved books, and she loved to learn the names of things. We read her all kinds of stories, nursery rhymes, etc. Funny that I even remember Sid reading her the Reader's Digest before we bought her her own little book. Her favorites were those little golden books that she could hold in her hand and put her finger on the pictures that she really knew, like cat and dog, and say what they were. One time she found a little tiny animal on the far corner of a page and put her finger on it and stopped. Turtle, I said. She said, turtley. Weeks may have passed. We were outside watering our plants and flowers, and she called to me, Mommy, turtley. And I stopped and looked. I said, yes, that is a tortoise, a very large turtle. And she smiled and said, turtley. She noticed the little things. Oh, and she loved to smell the flowers as they came into bloom, always bending close to them to enjoy their beautiful scent. One day, I took her shopping with me to buy her a new dress to wear, especially to have her picture taken by the photographer. I held up one of the dresses, one after the other, and she pointed to one and said, this one, with the little buttony. Well, this is my voice, this one, and then I said, with the little buttons going down the front of the dress, and she called them buttonies, and they had tiny flowers and or little tiny fruits on them. One can tell from the photo that she really didn't want to have her picture taken. But she sat there in the little blue gingham dress with the buttonies, and there, and her favorite little stuffed animal, Pink Kitty. I had Pink Kitty in quotations. The sweetest, dearest, beautiful little girl with soft, curly brown hair and eyes that grew green over the years. She was soon to be a big sister to Alan, who arrived when she was 22 months old. And then when Alan was 3 and a half, Leslie was 5 and a half, Jennifer was born. And we thought we were the luckiest family. A sweet, loving family. Now, once we were lucky, and then we were not. Leslie got sick with cancer at 50 and died at 52. I'm sorry to end my sweet story telling you this, the facts, but that was eventually all. We were all devastated when, after she was married for 20 years and was a loving wife to John and mother, loving mother to Mike, and a wonderful nurse for her community. It was cancer that caused her death after she was just 52. It's been 17 years, and this, we know that life must go on, and our strength and happy memories sustain us. Though it doesn't seem to be finished, it was the end. The very first part, the very worst part of our life was to have her go.